Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Mason. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dietz fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuentes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuentes. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. One out. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mason moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards third. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dietz moves to second. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuentes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Bryant moves to third. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuentes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Rudolph moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudolph scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stevenson pinch hits for Ron Bryant. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley is walked intentionally. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Don Young. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lindsay scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Qualls now playing center field. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Bonds scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Rich Nye now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-3 in the game. Dietz hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Al Spangler pinch hits for Rich. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nate Oliver pinch runs for Willie Smith. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.